delightful morning. You know, I was thinking maybe we could do something as a family.
You mean your family and our family together? What a great idea. Not.
Well, what about the rest of you?
When pigs fly.
No way.
Get real, Mom.
Well, Brendan, I guess that leaves just you and me, huh?
But Harold, Billy's pet turtle got run over by a car. I want to see it before it throws in the garbage.
Well, wouldn't want you to miss that.
Bye.
Brendan, I'll go with you.
Oh, come on, Dana. I'm going to be gone all week. This is the last chance you're going to get to watch me demolish a building.
Cody, the only way I'd watch that is if you were inside it.
That's a deal.
That was a joke.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Hey, you're pretty funny.
What a beautiful morning. Oh, Cody, just the man I've been looking for. Don't forget, next week are the Port Washington Annual Family Games.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Mother, tug of war? The three-legged race? Pie eating? These things are for people named Clem who marry their cousins.
Now, I will have you know, the Lambert family have been the champions for 3 straight years.
I rest my case.
Uncle Frank, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm tearing down a Mr. Donut in Green Bay. I totally forgot.
Cody, I'm going to miss you. Nobody can catch a grease pig like you can.
No, Uncle Fred, you're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing all of us.
Hey, Dana, wait up.
Oh, Frank, this is great. You know, I've been looking for something that we could do together as a family, and these games sound perfect.
You mean your kids on the same team with my kids?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know my kids aren't very athletic, but with you as their coach...
You're right, honey. I'm a great coach, and there's a reason that the Lamberts have been champions for 3 straight years.
Oh, good. I'll go tell them.
The reason is your kids weren't on the team.
Dad, you're not serious about letting Carol and her kids be a part of our team, are you?
They are a part of our family now. Why shouldn't we give them a chance?
Because they're a bunch of weak, dorky, wuss, stinko geeks. Just a personal opinion.
Well, have a little faith. Everybody's got some kind of talent. Coach Lambert here is going to find it.
Well, you better find it quick. Remember the Larson family last year?
Yeah!
Yeah, but they didn't beat us. And you know why? Because we're lean, mean, fighting machines. We're...
Lambert!
Carol and her kids are just as tough as we are.
Do we have to do this?
I've got a paper cut.
Oh, and it's right on the knuckle. Oh.
We'll call 911 later, okay? Come on, let's hop along. Everybody, hop along. Here we go. Hop along. Just quick. Okay.
Oh, I hate my life.
Don't be such a weenie. Have some fun.
Oh, great. Now I'm a weenie.
What events are you good at? Modesty. I like that. Modesty's good. All right, let's just go right to the apple dunking, okay? Oh, sorry. Any volunteers? Mark, I love that can-do spirit. Here, you just stick right up there, okay? Now, you have got 30 seconds to get as many apples out of the water as you can using only your teeth. Are you ready? Go!
Come on, Mark. You can do it, Mark. You can do it. Come on, Mark. You can do it, Mark. You can do it. Come on, Mark.
Unhinge that jaw, boy.
You can do it, Mark. Mark.
No.
Mark.
Did I get me?
No, honey, but it was a really good try.
It must have been some some stupid competition anyway. It's archaic and boorish.
Yeah, and it ruins your hair.
Guys, come back. Guys, come here. Guys. Don't worry, Frank. They'll be in this.
Well, Coach, now what?
Well, I just think it's time we stepped up the conditioning program.
I think it's time to cut down the squad.
You're right. I'll go talk to Carol. Oh, Carol. I kind of got to sort of talk to you about something.
Well, that's good, because I have to talk to you about something, too.
Okay, you go first.
Well, my kids want to quit the team.
They do? Well, that's a shame. That's a doggone shame. That's what that is.
Well, they feel they're not good at this, and they don't enjoy it, so what's the point?
Gee, that's just the way it goes sometimes.
I said, Frank is right. We are a family, we do things together or not at all, so we are playing on this team, and that is final.
You said that?
Yes.
Did they hear you?
Yes. And I told them they are lucky to have you as a stepfather. I mean, these family games have been a tradition in the Lambert family for years, and now you want us to be a part of it because we are your family, too.
Well, I don't want to force your kids to do something they don't want to do.
Frank, you know, I know that my kids are not very athletic, but thank God I'm married to a mature man who really knows what matters.
I'm not all that mature, honey.
Yes, you are. Otherwise, I wouldn't find you so irresistible. Oh, Frank, you know, tonight after the kids go to sleep, maybe you and I could work out a little, too.
Son, sit down.
So, did you tell them they're cut from the team?
JT, someday when you grow up, get married, you're gonna see that you can't always get everything exactly the way you want. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Out.
Sign up. With Carol and her kids on her team, we'll never meet the Larson family.
Now, wait a minute, JT. The mature man realizes that family togetherness is more important than winning. And someday, I hope to be that kind of man.
Don't look now, Dad. The Larsons just showed up.
Yeah.
They're even bigger than last year.
You just give up now and save yourself the agony of defeat.
What are you talking about, Larson? You were the ones who were defeated 3 years in a row.
Yeah. Well, all that does was to give us a little more motivation to try harder this year.
Big deal. So your boy's been pumping a little iron.
That's my daughter.
No, Dad. There is a certain dignity in giving up.
No. Don't worry, Larson. We Lamberts have a few tricks up our sleeves, too.
Hi, Frank. Well, here we are, your lean, mean fighting machine.
This must be your blushing bride, then, huh?
This is my wife, Carol, her daughter, Dana, and this strapping young lad is Mark.
Yeah, well, it's nice to meet you. You certainly have a beautiful family. Puny, but beautiful.
Well, we're just here to have fun, regardless of who wins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who cares who wins, huh? Right outside.
A nice family.
Nice family? They're gonna eat us for lunch.
Second place. Whoa, that's really neat.
Of course, it's not as neat as being in first place.
But hey, I like to experience all kinds of new things. Losing this competition is something I've never experienced.
Wait a minute. Frank, I may be way off, but I am sensing a certain dissatisfaction with second place.
Oh, poo, it slipped out.
But I thought you agreed that family togetherness is more important than winning.
Let me explain to you. I'm a contractor. There's not a lot of pats on the back in my line of work. When I walk down the street, people don't say, "Hey, Frank, out of way to drywall." When I win this contest for a couple of weeks, everybody says, "Hey, Frank, way to go. You are number one." Carol, I like those 2 weeks.
What about teaching our children how to work together?
Well, can we do that tomorrow? Today, I really want to win.
All right, in the family games, we're down to two finalists, the Larsons and the Lamberts. The Larsons are ahead by 1 point with 2 events left. Pie-eating contest is next.
Don't you think Norbert looks just like Kevin Costner?
How many times have I told you, if you're going to be in the sun all day, wear a hat?
Hey, loser. It's you and me in the pie-eating contest.
I like my chances with the way you're stuffing your face.
This? I'm just warming up. Loser, loser, loser.
Well, it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Hey, leave my mother out of this.
JT, your dad wants to talk to you about the pie-eating contest.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Leaf.
Larson, you're drooling. More than usual.
Hey, stop fraternizing with the enemy.
Coming, Papa.
What's his problem?
Oh, he's in love with me.
How do you know that?
He's always like that around me. When I walk by him in the lunchroom, he goes numb. He can't talk, can't think, can't eat. He's a basket case.
He can't eat?
Yeah, isn't that silly?
We need to talk. Dad, I've entered Karen in the pie-eating contest.
Karen? My Karen?
JT, are you crazy? I've known Karen for 2 months. I've never seen her eat.
Trust me. I've given her a few pointers.
Ladies Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the pie-eating contest. Each person has 2 minutes to eat as much blueberry pie as he can.
I don't know how I can win against a big, strong man like you. Well, whatever happens, good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the first pies. Okay, ready?
Hurley, she's a devil woman.
You're talking about.
Somebody better eat something or nobody wins.
Karen, you gotta eat something. Come on.
Is there sugar in this?
Honey, they were actually hugging. You know, you were right. Seeing you all work together, well, that's just more important than winning some stupid trophy.
And I would like to add one thing to that. If we all work together, we can kick butt and win that stupid trophy!
Is it my imagination, or have they gotten bigger since this morning?
The winner will be this year's champion!
God, he's a hug!
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Championships that we've won, this one is the best!
Yeah! Yeah, too bad I went with a handicap.
What are you talking about?
We had to work with you guys.
Ed, if it weren't for Karen, we never would have made it to the finals at all.
But we would have run away with the whole thing if it wasn't for the Prince of Darkness.